Blog Talk Radio.
You beloved, and welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing, beloved, to be with you once again today. Truly, we do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. God is so good. Amen. And we thank him for his rich mercy. We just thank God for his keeping power and for his strength on today. Praise God. We have been doing an exciting teaching. Amen. We began, amen, a couple months ago talking about the person and work of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And then we went into the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the gifts of the Spirit. And now we're rounding up the fivefold ministry. Praise God. On our last broadcast, we talked about the office of evangelist. And tonight we want to share a little bit about the office of pastor and teacher. Praise God. Amen. We just thank God for the word of the Lord. We thank God for just being God all by himself. And so we invite you for the next few moments to just gather around. Amen. I know this has probably been a very busy day. Praise God. As we begin to prepare even for tomorrow, praise God for, amen, worship services. Praise the Lord. Amen. But we just trust that you will just take a few minutes, amen, and just gather around, amen, and just let's just dwell in the word just for a little bit, praise God, amen. Before we do so, let's just have a word of prayer, praise God. Father God, we thank you for another Lord's Day that you've given to us. We thank you for bringing us through another week, Father. We thank you, God, for the stirring that you put in us, a great hunger, a deep hunger for your word, Father. We just want to praise you and honor you now and just give you glory because you're so good and you're so kind. Father God, as we go into your word now, we ask that you anoint your word, Father. Touch everyone that's listening. Oh God, meet every need, Father God. Just have your way. Father, we thank you and we just praise you, Lord, for what you're doing. We thank you, oh God. Continue to have your way, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, just move in this time, and we thank you for it now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God, beloved. Now, we're going back into the Word, amen, and our theme scripture, amen, has been Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. We have read on down to verse 16, but we just want to just recap, amen. Praise God. The Word says, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ. Praise God. So we know that these gifts, amen, God has given in the body. He has set order, praise God, beginning with the apostle. And we talked about the apostle, the one that sets the order, praise God. And then, amen, the prophet, praise God, the mouthpiece, if you will, the one that forth tells, amen, prophetic words, amen, that's given to the body for the edifying, for comfort, amen. Praise God for strength to encourage, amen. And then we have the evangelist. This is a soul winner, praise God. And amen, this is the one that God uses, the evangelist, amen. That evangelist is fiery, praise God. An evangelist has great boldness, tenacity, all of that, all of the preachers, praise God, that God uses, no matter what capacity, he gives us boldness, amen. He has to give us boldness, amen, to speak, amen. I know for me, praise God, I was not one that wanted to get up and speak in front of people. Praise God, as a young girl, amen, I was very shy. Praise the Lord. And so I wasn't one to just get up and talk. Praise God. I was quiet, amen, reserved, amen, laid back, praise God, amen. But you know, when God gets a hold of your life and you surrender your life to the Lord, amen, he can use you, praise God. And I do thank the Lord for everything that he's done and what he's doing, amen, in this hour, praise God. So the office of evangelist, the soul winner. And now we're going to talk a little bit about the pastor, praise God. A pastor is a shepherd. It's one who tends herds or flocks in the natural, praise God. Not merely one who feeds them, but tends them and oversees, praise God. Men and women appointed by God to give tender care and vigilant superintendence to his flock. Amen. So God appoints those that can shepherd, praise God, can be there with the sheep, if you will, and tend them and watch over them and take care of them, praise God. Feed, amen, them, nourish them, praise God. All this is a shepherd. And we know that Jesus is the good shepherd. He's the great shepherd, and he's the chief shepherd. And we talked some time ago about how the Lord walked in all of these, amen. He was he's a chief apostle, praise God. He's a prophet, amen. He was an evangelist. He went around teaching and preaching and doing good, ministering to those that were sick, that were oppressed, healing all that was sick, amen, diseased. Praise God, Jesus walked in that, praise God. And he's a good shepherd, praise the Lord. And he was a teacher, praise the Lord, amen. He taught the people. He sat down. He took time to expound the word of God. So we know that Jesus, amen, walked in all of these, praise God. I want to read John chapter 10 and verse 11, praise God. If you read the book of John, it's an exciting book, but chapter 10 really talks about the shepherd, the good shepherd, and it refers to Jesus, praise God. And it says in verse 11, it says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And we know Jesus did that. He literally laid down his life so that we might have a right to the tree of life. Praise God. Now let's go over to Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 2. Praise God. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 2. Praise God. It says this. Let's just go to verse 1. Praise God. Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember them that are in bonds, as bond with them, and bond, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourself also in the body. Now, this is talking about angels. It talks about we never know when an angel is going to come, amen, and visit, praise God, amen, and leave a blessing, praise the Lord. And I believe that there's been many angels, praise God, that God have used on our behalf, amen, to minister, praise the Lord. Amen. We're not even aware sometimes. And sometimes you can be aware after the fact, praise God, praise the Lord. So just be careful. Just know that God will minister. He will use angels, amen, to minister to us, praise God, because he has an oversight. Jesus has an oversight for us, for the body of Christ, praise the Lord. Now, we know that Jesus Christ is the shepherd and he's the lamb. Praise God. A shepherd is moved with compassion. A true shepherd will have compassion. Amen. A true shepherd will, amen, bear long. Amen. Everybody, not everybody can really shepherd. Praise God. It takes a lot of love, amen, and a lot of tenacity to bear long with people. Praise the Lord. Everybody can't do it. You must have a shepherd's heart to pastor. Amen. You must be called by God in all of these, amen, offices and things. We must have a call from God. We must have the anointing, amen, and to do it. And then we move in that anointing. Praise the Lord. Without the anointing, we'll make a shipwreck. So it's very, very important, beloved, that we're anointed. If you're a pastor, amen, make sure that your calling and election is sure. Praise the Lord. That God called you, that he's qualified you, and that he set you forth. He will validate, amen, this area, because, amen, we don't want to be hirelings. We don't want to lead the sheep off the cliff, if you will. Amen. We want to be directed and guided and led by the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now listen, a pastor is an under-shepherd. Jesus is the chief shepherd. Amen. And so a pastor is an under-shepherd. In other words, the pastor gets the direction from the Lord. Praise God, they're still in order. Praise God, we have an apostle that has that sets order, amen, over the work, praise God, and then pastors come to tend the flock. Praise God, you have some apostles that are also pastors, but you also have apostles that are not, that God will give the oversight to make sure that the ministries flow, amen, and not just churches, but various ministries, praise God. There's so much that God does in the body, praise God. It's not just one-sided, praise the Lord. There are many facets to ministry, praise the Lord. Now, I don't have time to get into all that, but praise God. God is so diverse, amen. He's diverse. He moves in all kinds of ways, and we have to really know how he's moving and be led by his spirit and then flow in that, praise God. Now, Matthew's chapter 9, verses 35 and 36, I want to go there real quick, praise God. Matthew's chapter 9, verses 35, amen, and 36, praise God. you, Jesus. Okay. It says, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, listen, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. So he saw the need of the people, and a true shepherd will see the need of the people. Amen. He'll have a heart, or she'll have a heart for the needs that's in the people, in the community, if you will. Praise God. Or whatever the vision is that God gives for that leader, praise God, they're going to have a compassion and be compelled to fulfill everything that God has called them to fulfill. Praise God. Now, for the shepherd, if God's appointed man or woman, amen, and they are totally dependent on the chief shepherd, who is Jesus, in order to effectively lead the people, we must be dependent on God. Amen. We can't effectively lead if we don't depend on the Lord, because God knows. Amen. He sees, so we must get our direction from the Lord. One of the things that I love about, or loved about, my late pastor is that she had such a heart for God. She had a heart for the people. She was a teacher. She could preach, but she was a teacher as well. Praise the Lord. Amen. But she was so sensitive to make sure that every message she got from the Lord, and she would pray through to get every message, amen, in the Bible study. And she would tell us how she'd have to wait on the Lord, amen, because she trusted God, and she knew that she could not serve, she could not do any of this without God. And we must keep that, beloved. Amen. Never get so high, amen, that you get to a point where you don't need God, that you don't pray, that you don't seek the face of God. Praise God. Stay humble before the Lord in every area, every facet of your life, so that God can do what needs to be done. Praise the Lord. Now, the anointing of a pastor will have a shepherd's heart, will have an obedient heart, amen, will have a heart for people. This is love for and loyalty to God's people. Will have the gifts of the Spirit, praise God, and will be a restorer, amen, an anointing to convince people of the love and mercy of God. A true shepherd will have that compassion, will know when the convicting power of the Holy Ghost falls for salvation, praise the Lord, will be sensitive to God and his moving, because the ultimate is souls. It's about souls, praise God. Now, the characteristics of a pastor is a nurturer, a teacher or preacher of the word, a burden to minister to the needs of the people, both spiritual and natural, will guard the flock zealously, will deal with issues biblically, at times to give correction, praise God, and the pastor will know his or her congregation. The Bible says, know them that labor among you. We must know them in the spirit realm, praise God. We'll also have a father or mothering spirit, praise God. We'll not spiritually abuse the people. We'll not try to control their lives, but we'll love them and be patient with them. This is very, very important. I wish I had more time to really deal with that, praise God. But a true shepherd will not abuse the sheep, will not control them, will not use witchcraft, will not dominate, will not use their authority in the wrong way, praise God. We'll see the sheep not as they are at present, but what they will become, praise God, because God will give us vision, give you vision for the people. He'll let you know, this is my servant and this is what I want for them. They may not be there at that moment, but God will give you how to minister, to pull that out, to get them where they need to be in God, praise God. We'll not kill the lambs before they become sheep. Praise God. You'll have a tender heart to know how to minister, how to flow in the Spirit of God. And finally, we'll help the sick ones get well. Praise God. This is what Jesus did. He came to seek and save those that were lost. Praise the Lord. So a true shepherd, a true pastor will have these characteristics. Amen. You'll know a real pastor because, number one, they'll have love. They will have a prayer life. Praise God. They'll love God. Amen. They'll love God's people enough to tell the people the truth. but yet do it in love, praise God. Will not be a harling, will not use that rod in the wrong way, praise God. Will not scatter the sheep, but gather them, praise the Lord. And it's a precious thing when God leads you to the right place that you can get what you need, praise God. And beloved, if you know that you're where you're supposed to be, don't run when things get difficult. Don't run when things get tight, but stay there. Stay there and let God do what he needs to do. Praise the Lord. Stay under the anointing. Praise God. Stay under the anointing. Mind God, because he will lead you and he will guide you. Praise the Lord. We need accountability. We need that. Praise God. I don't care what facet of ministry you're in. You need to be accountable. Be faithful to Bible study. Be faithful to prayer. Amen. If you know you got prayer meeting on Saturday or Thursday or whatever night, praise God, whatever nights in the week there's prayer, you need to be in prayer. Praise God. More prayer, more power. My pastors say this every week. More prayer, more power. Little prayer, little power. No prayer, no power. Praise God. If you're going to pray, praise God, if you're going to stay, you must pray. If you're going to last, you got to fast. Praise the Lord. So all of these things are necessary so that the body is built up. Amen, so that your individual walk with the Lord is secure. Praise God. So we thank God for the pastor. And then the teacher, amen, Webster's definition is the act of instructing or imparting knowledge and information. The teacher is the one that will slow down, amen, and the pastor will have a teaching anointing. Praise God. All of these ministries, amen, can have a teaching anointing. Amen. And then you've got the straight-up teacher. The one that can expound the word, break it down, praise the Lord, will slow down, praise God, to give you little bits and pieces at times so that you can digest it, praise the Lord. So the teaching anointing is important. Amen. We love preaching, but sometimes we need to be taught. Sometimes we need to get in these scriptures and dissect these scriptures. Amen. Write these scriptures down. Take notes, praise God. My husband is really an advocate of taking notes, praise God, because you need to go back and read the scriptures, amen, and then let God minister to you, praise God, because we need to apply this word. It's one thing to hear it, amen, but we need to apply the word of God, amen. The word got to be applied to our hearts and to our lives, praise the Lord, so that we can walk in it, amen. So this is what the teacher does. Praise God, the teacher comes to bring clarity, to give sound instruction, amen, so we know how to walk in our Christian walk, so we know how to, amen, walk in faith and trust God and believe God. There's so many topics in the Bible, amen, that we can talk about, praise God. There's so many topics we need to discuss anyway, amen. Anywhere from basic salvation, amen, to how we live, how our character is, praise God, to, amen, talking about revelation, praise the Lord. There's so much in the word, praise God. So God uses the teacher in all these areas, praise God. We need to be instructed in prayer, praise God. We need to know about deliverance. We need to know about prophetic ministry, apostolic ministry, praise God, our calling, praise God. We, amen, there's just so much in the word that we need, praise God. So this is how our spirit is edified and built up with the teacher, praise God. Amen. Now Jesus, who was called a teacher or rabbi, more than anything else, validated sound teaching in the Christian. He validates that, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now let me just say this, amen. The Bible points to dangers of false teaching, and there are scriptures that talk about that and what we need to be aware of. I don't have time to get all into it. I'm just going to give you these scriptures. Amen. Write these scriptures down, and when you have time, look them up. Praise God. Matthew chapter 4 and 23, Romans 12, 6 through 8. Praise God. Luke 4 and 14, Galatians 6 and 6. Acts 13, 1 through 3, and Titus chapter 2, verse 3. And let me give you some additional false teaching scriptures. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3. And 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Praise God. Just look all those scriptures up on teaching, false teaching. Amen. Let God minister to you. Amen. We need to be taught. Praise God. Amen. And there are times and things that some subjects we don't want to hear about. Praise the Lord. But you know what? Ezekiel said, eat the whole roll. We got to eat it all. Praise God. From Genesis to Revelation. Praise the Lord. And God has given so many avenues for us to get the word. Praise God. To get what we need. Praise the Lord. So it's important. Amen. That you're, if you're linked in with good teaching, sound teaching. Amen. Get what you need. Apply it. Let the Lord do what needs to be done. Praise God. Because this is we're living in the last days. We don't have long. We don't know when Jesus is coming. Amen. But we must occupy. We must do all we can now. Praise God. As we take the word in and we let the word have first place in our life. Amen. Praise God. And let God have first place in our life. We'll be fruitful. Amen. We'll bear fruit, and our fruit will remain. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So all of these gifts, again, has been given to the body for edifying, for building up, for comfort, for the work of the ministry, till we all come to the unity of the faith. Amen. Ephesians 4, again, praise God, talks about that. God wants us to be fitted jointly. He wants us, he wants every joint to move in sync. Praise God, the hand, amen, got to do its job. Praise God, but the wrist, amen, supports the hand. Praise God. Then you got the arm bone. Amen. You got the elbow. Praise God. Then you got the upper arm. You got the shoulder. Praise God. You got the neck. Praise God. You got the head. You got the eyes. You got the ears. Praise the Lord. You got every facet. I didn't even get into the limbs, the legs, the knees. Amen. The ankles, the feet, the toes. Amen. Every part of your physical body, amen, works in sync, praise God. Amen. And then the insides, amen, your heart, your liver, your kidneys, everything, the blood supply, praise God. God has put us together so uniquely, praise God, but the body of Christ is put together uniquely as well. Praise God. God has such a divine working for his body, praise God. So when we get in line, praise God, when we get working together, praise the Lord. Amen. And the hand won't say to the foot, you know, I can do your job. Praise God. The eye won't say to the ear, hey, I can hear. No, the eye is for seeing. The ear is for hearing. The mouth is for speaking. Come on, somebody. Praise God. So we must get in our lane, stay in our lane. Praise God. Don't jump in somebody else's lane. You ain't anointed for it. Praise God, God having conditioned you, amen, to take the things that you're going to take if you jump off in somebody else's lane. Amen, a Mack truck could be coming down and you jumping in someone else's lane. You're going to get hit with the Mack truck, praise God. Amen, trying to jump in somebody else's lane. Come on, somebody. Amen, but if we stay in our lane, praise God, we stay where God wants us, amen, where he has put us. There's so much work for each of us to do. We don't have time to stumble and bumble over one another. Amen. There's so many souls to be won. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. Amen. The harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. Praise God. So we got to pray. God, send us laborers. Send us prayer warriors. Send real apostles. Send real prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Come on. Glory be to God. Praise you, Jesus. Let God make you minister if you're just starting out and you're a minister. Praise God. And all you know how to do really is testify. But the pastor's trying to teach you, amen, how to exhort. Praise God. He's giving you 2 minutes. You taking 7. No, you come on down and you bring it into 2 minutes. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We got to learn obedience. Amen. When you obey God, when you obey your leaders, amen, and God can trust you, then he'll push you further. Praise God. If he can't trust you at point A, he ain't going to take you to point B. Praise the Lord. So we want to just be mindful, amen, of what God is doing. Praise God. Amen. If you're in a mode of teaching right now and you're being taught, don't jump ahead. Don't jump ahead of God. Don't run too fast. Wait on your ministry. Praise God. Wait. Let God make you. Let him mold you. Praise the Lord. Let him get you ready. Praise God. Amen. We're dealing with principality, high power demons. Praise God. You're not ready for the Mack truck. Praise God. Amen. You barely can pray. Amen. A headache off a flea. Praise God. So you can't deal with no Mack. Oh, my God. I thank God for the anointing. Praise God. The anointing will destroy the yoke. Praise God. Amen. You don't want to get out there, amen, and get burned. Praise God. You want to be fully equipped, amen, to do the work of God, to do what God has called you to do. Praise God. We thank God for the teaching. Amen. We thank God for the fivefold ministry. We thank God for the word. We thank God for the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. We thank God for the person and work of the Holy Ghost. We thank God for the baptism. Come on now. Amen. The evidence of speaking in tongues. Praise God. Amen. Being built up, amen, on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. This is how we're strengthened. This is how we stay linked in the Holy Ghost. Amen. You need to pray in the Holy Ghost every day. Pray just in your prayer time. Father God, just help me to praise you. Help me to worship you. Keep my atmosphere pure. Praise God. Stay in the Word. Stay in the Word. Stay in the Word. Stay encouraged. Praise God. And don't let the enemy pull your spirit down. No matter where you are, no matter what you've been going through, keep your spirit up. Keep built up. Praise God. Amen. Keep praying. Keep calling on the Lord. If all you can do is call on the name of Jesus, call on him. Call his name. The enemy don't want to hear the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's strength in the name of Jesus. There's hope in his name. Come on. There's deliverance in his name. Praise God. There's salvation in his name. Oh, we thank God for the word. We thank God for what he is doing. We want you to stay encouraged, beloved. Know that God loves you. He cares about you. He has your best interests at heart. Father, we thank you today. We thank you for the word. We thank you for those that are listening, Father. We thank you for what you're doing, God. We thank you that you're breaking down walls. Father, that you're building up at the same time. We thank you, God, that you're cutting on one end but healing on another. We thank you for the fivefold. We thank you, God, that you're setting order in your body, that you're restoring, God, true apostolic ministry. Hallelujah. The true apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. For the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Keep us in the vein of the Holy Ghost. Keep us seeking you, O God. Keep us with our face as a flint to do your will and only your will. Father, we thank you now. You touch everyone that's listening. You touch that one that may be sick in body. O God, you heal, Father God. We send forth your word because, God, your word heals. Your word delivers. O God, your word cleanses us. And God, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for life. We thank you for everlasting life. Jesus, continue to be Lord. Holy Ghost, continue to move. Continue to reign in us. God, continue to be our Father. We cry, Abba, Father. We lift you up, O God, high above the earth. We exalt your name. We will forever give you praise, give you honor, and give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, you have been listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. We do thank God for everything that he's doing. We thank God, amen, for the ministry of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. We want you to continue to tune in as we begin another exciting teaching. Amen. We're going into the introduction of demonology and deliverance. Praise the Lord. This is a very tough subject, praise God, but God laid it on my heart to go back again. Praise God. So we'll have an introduction on our next broadcast. Praise God. Amen. If you want further information about Women of Power Ministries, praise God, we invite you to drop us an email. Praise God, go to our website, www.wopministries.org. If you would like to join our emailing list, amen, go on our website and just log in there, amen, put your email in there. You can sign up right there online, praise God, amen. The information for our conference is there. We just thank God, amen, for what God is doing. We thank God for all of you. Praise the Lord. Amen. My time is just about gone for today, but I thank God for you, and I pray that the Lord will keep you encouraged, keep you strengthened, keep you built up in him. Praise the Lord. Keep your eyes on the prize, beloved, because God has your best interests at heart, and he cares about you. He truly is the God that's more than enough. Hallelujah. God is the God, again, that's more than enough. Praise God. He is your good shepherd. Amen. He's watching out for you just because he cares and just because he loves you. Praise God. We appreciate, amen, every one of you again. Amen. We want you to be blessed. We pray that you have a wonderful, amen, day in the Lord on tomorrow. We pray that your services will be power-packed, that the power of God will come in, have his way. Praise God, that God will save, that he will deliver, that he will restore, that he will heal. Amen. That the captives will be set free by the power of the Holy Ghost, that lives will be forever changed because of Jesus and because of the moving and working of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Stay encouraged, beloved. Know that God loves you. Know that he cares. Until we meet again, it is my prayer that God will continue to bless you. Oh, we thank God for Jesus. Be blessed in the name of the Lord. God bless you.